definitions and policies. So we.
Were parents supposed to sign that?
Yes, parents.
Clearly, I haven't seen it.
Jen, Jen, yes, Jen.
Parents, parents,
parents, parents.
And also, there's an academic integrity policy that was created. The high school has a new schedule this year, which Heather Moore, myself, and Tim Elmer worked on over the summer. We've implemented an activity period at the end of Tuesdays and Thursdays to allow for students to meet in clubs, get help from teachers, and also, more importantly, most importantly, to allow teachers who don't have planning every day, they'll be able to use that time to have some additional planning. So as far as that activity period, right now students are going to be submitting applications for clubs. They're going to be creating posters, and then they're going to have an activity fair where all the students who want to have clubs or are interested in having clubs will be in the cafeteria, and students will peruse the different club offerings. And clubs that have a good generated interest will be established clubs for the school year. Our SGA elections took place last week on Thursday during activity period. The high school came together in the cafeterium, and the candidates for treasurer, secretary, vice president, and president all gave their speeches, and then the voting was opened on Schoology, and the winners were announced on the morning announcements yesterday. We are working to implement Mr. Schaefer and Ms. Messina, the SGA advisors, and I've been working with them because we would like to implement officers for each class as well. So that's something that's coming down the pipe, but we wanted to get the SGA and the homeroom reps and everything established before we move on to that next step. Our homecoming will be October 19th, so we're going to have a Friday night soccer game, okay, on the 19th, followed by a bonfire, and then we will have the dance on Saturday. And then we'll have the pep rally during the school day, and that whole week there'll be themed spirit days, which will be all led by the student government. I believe the students are, Ms. Messina's here, so I know the students are talking about getting a student group together. They're going to call it the flock, to have students to participate, or to increase student participation in coming to sporting events. So.
I like that, the flock.
That's cool.
You're gonna put the pressure on.
So more information to follow on that. Over the summer, I've taken the time to meet with, I've probably met with hundreds of members of the community, which include parents, business owners, students, elected officials, and members of other schools, just to get to know and get out there and get to know the community. And just really feel the pulse of Sussex Academy. So the next steps would be for us to start talking about our strategic planning process. I'm going to need board help with that. And I'd like to start conducting town halls throughout the county in October and November. So I know that there's going to be some talk later about a strategic plan committee from the board. So that is a process that we'll need to get started shortly after the end of September. And of course, we're going to continue to build on our desired culture of our new three R's, which were introduced to the staff, and the staff in service introduced to all students, board members. It's expected that everyone from the board down to the organization, even when parents come in to visit our schools, will always uphold those three R's, which are keep it real, be respectful, and value relationships. And we will continue to make safe decisions when we do our decision process, and we talked about that, where our safe decisions are student-focused, they're aligned with our organization, they're financially responsible and ethical. So that's something there as well. Just another couple things. So with our special ed coordinator, he's been making progress, reviewing and making preparations to ensure that all of our students are getting the services that they require. Currently, we have 29 students that with identified educational disabilities, and we also have students that are in the process of that initial determination based on parent requested evaluations and that data collection process. I think Marty, you're going to go to the athletics report of the committee at that point.
Yeah, if you want me to.
Well, Norm, okay. We don't know, if we have written reports, we usually don't go through everything unless there's something of note.
Well, I'll just do some highlights.
Yeah, sure.
So, some sports highlights. We're going to open against Cape here on Friday. You know, we stuck around until about 5:30, and that's when they decided to call the game. Of course, as soon as they called the game, there was no more thunder.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Exactly.
And I was here until 7:30 waiting for all the kids to get picked up. The soccer team did have their first game yesterday against Dover. They won 3-2.
Nice.
Very exciting.
No, they won 3-2.
They won?
Field hockey.
JV won 2. Yeah. Field hockey won their home opener. They won 3-2.
First ever in history varsity.
4-3. Against Laurel. A certain board member's daughter scored the winning goal.
The eighth grader.
I believe the field hockey team lost last night, so they're 1-1. Volleyball has had two games. They lost both, however, they were close games. So I think, you know, the team's just getting used to playing with each other, and I have a feeling that once they get it, they're gonna have a pretty good season. Cross country opens today. I believe they're playing Laurel. Not 100% sure who they're running against, but they're season openers today. And we have a new trainer. So Morgan Brash left, but we now have Erin Kaufman. Mm-hmm. And I believe Erin's from Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually been great. She's fitting in perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have for sports. And I'll save this for when we get to the conversation on that agenda.
One other thing about sports, which Brian Trout, one of our board members who's not here tonight, but he sent me an email last week. He was concerned about the inability. His daughter runs cross country, and I did address this with Steve Bastianelli, but he was concerned that we weren't, because we didn't have enough staff to manage it, we weren't having our kids participate in certain like track meets that were considered to be like, you know, very competitive and necessary for these kids to really get to the levels in states where they need to be. So he asked me, what can we do about this? And I passed the information on to Steve. And this is a situation that could occur with any one of our teams.
It's also going on field hockey.
Because Brian said, oh, well, I'll go to all the meets. But we really, from a liability standpoint, we have to have a staff person at those events.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done in the case of cross country is they have added a parent. Jay Diaz is going to be the assistant coach. And so he's going to be able to attend some of those events that maybe the coach can't necessarily do. So I think that that's something that we can do with other teams if there's issues, as long as we have, you know, people that are willing to step in to be assistant coaches.
So as a non-staff, you can be an assistant coach.
Yep. Yeah, but you have to be, like, as soon as you become an assistant coach, you're a staff.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But a parent can do it. I mean, we have many parent coaches. But,
okay,
like, in their status as coach, they are a staff member of the school.
Okay, I was going to reach out to him. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, sure.
Casework.
Yep. So,
okay,
you know, we're working on trying to figure that out, case
okay
by case, probably. But
I just want to say that the start has been great. You know, I feel really embraced by the community, I couldn't be happier with how things are going. And I just hope we continue to use the momentum to forge forward. So thank you to the board. You've been great. And teachers that are here, thank you. You've been great. Administrators that are here, you guys have been a great team. And parents, students, everyone, I just want to thank you. It's been a great experience, so couldn't be happier.
Shanta, could you announce yourself, please?
Shanta Wilkinson, board member.
No, I don't think I did. Lauren Wisely, board member.
Okay, any questions for Eric? Joe?
On the academic side, Eric, we left last year and got reports during the summer about grades on SATs and other things. I guess the fifth and eighth grader, but whatever grades get graded by the state. And we were, as usual, very high in English language arts, number one in the state as far as public schools go. And charter schools, but not so hot in math. We weren't bad in math, we were just...
We're number two.
I mean, it's nice to be one, but we're number two.
So, can you get this fixed?
That's my plan. Right after I walk on water. No, that's the plan. To just kind of take a look at our math curriculum and see how it vertically aligns from 6th to 12th grade, how it aligns with students that are going into the IB classes, and if there is a curriculum or a way to do it a little bit better. So that's one of the goals this year, and I think Susie will talk about that when she talks about my evaluation.
Do they show on test scores, do they drill down to where students, like what they miss? Like, can you see overall maybe certain areas?
So, yeah, I mean, it depends. It's more like I believe that the students, you can get an individualized report for the student and really take the opportunity to delve into, like, where their skills or strands, where they're weak and where they're strong, so you know where to focus on there. Yeah.
Debbie, do you know anything about how we ranked in terms of SATs?
Okay, I just want to... Eric and I have been working on a lot of this in terms of putting it into the new director evaluation form that we are creating. And in fact, for those that are new, we are our own school district. So Eric is a superintendent for us. He's the director of the school, but he's also a superintendent. If we have a director who wants to keep their principal's license, we have to have a certain kind of evaluation form that the state will approve. And in that, the form that we've created with Dazzle's help, Dazzle's Delaware Academy of School Leaders, is that what it is 32 pages long. But a lot of that are all those things that the state requires that you track. And those numbers are not posted by Delaware on the website yet. And Eric and I have been talking about them, and they're out there somewhere, and he sent me a report, but I couldn't match it with the evaluation form. And so we're still waiting for those numbers to be posted to completely fill in this evaluation form. We are going to talk about the evaluation form later tonight, because really for our purposes as a board, you know, we rock those state numbers, and we as a board want to go beyond that, and that's the piece we're going to talk about tonight. Mm-hmm. It ties in with the goals we set at a summer workshop, what goals we have for the director, what we want to work on, and we've made up, Eric and I have worked on a form that ties in with our summer workshop goals established on where we want to go, and one of those is math scores. Developing a plan to bring our math up, and I can do it now, or we can wait till we get to it on the agenda.
Yeah, let me. My comment on math is, it's great to be second, but the whole bloody state is terrible at math. So you're second means
right.
You're you're
students,
C plus.
We want students who can pass the IB math exam and be successful in math related careers.
Right.
And today, as good as the history and the tradition of this school is in English language arts, where math is becoming more and more important for the kids to go on into, whether it's trades or whether it's on to college and graduate schools, that we as a nation are doing crappy at this. And this state is crappy among the crappiest. And I think it's something we should really try to excel at, because I think it will distinguish us more than we're already distinguished, which I'm always, like you said, we're always pushing to do better, even if we're at the best level. We can do better. End of speech.
All agree.
It's true.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Thank you.
We did have for the last 2 days 2 hour delays due to fog. I've never heard of that.
You never had some subsidy?
No, we never had all of them.
Welcome to Sussex County.
It is odd.
All right, moving on. Foundation update, Joe?
Nothing new to report. The last report, I think we reported we had about $400,000 in the bank. And we intend to conserve that for rainy days or special purposes. So we're doing nothing there other than continue to support scholarships at the end of the year for our graduating seniors and continuing to support Debbie's college trips, which is something we need to get more people to attend because it's a wonderful education for the kids and the chaperones of the kids that accompany Debbie on these trips. And we're happy to be supportive of that.
Great, thanks.
Yep.
All right, committee reports. We have a number of written reports, outreach, athletics, I believe. Course athletics, although I don't have it in front of me. Thank you. Is there anything else under committee reports? Anyone have anything? The idea is that we will have a written report from every committee every month. So,
We just had our meeting yesterday and I didn't have time.
Oh, you're right, we haven't. Shame on me.
I was just going to say, we haven't updated.
I have a sheet right here.
I like to have it updated, yeah.
With the committee sheets. I have Susie and I have assigned you committees.
Unless you, but we're not ready to hand it out.
No. Well, we are if the copy machine weren't broken. But it is. But we have.
We also have the strategic planning committee thing to talk about, so yeah. We may want to wait.
We have a couple of other sort of ad hoc committees that we're going to be discussing. So, but next month, when we do have committees in place, the committees are expected to submit written reports, please. All right. Moving on to old business. Charter modification. Who is speaking to that?
I can.
Please. Something else?
I just didn't know when we wanted to do this director evaluation. Did we want to do it under a committee, the executive committee's work, or did we want to do it later as part of the recap of summer workshop? Because it all ties in.
I think B.
Okay.
Dr. Oliphant did a lot of work on charter modification prior to leaving. I don't know where it is. I was supposed to get access to it
and
the
desktop.
File. That's I thought.
Saved in her files on the desktop is what she told me.
Okay.
And we can't do anything with it now until December.
Well, it
correct.
Could be submitted between November, I keep forgetting those dates, November 1st and December 31st.
What, say that again?
It can be submitted between November 1st and December 31st.
And what's the modification we're asking for?
To increase the number of students. Remember, to address our funding concerns, we're going at two ways. We're going to increase the number of students to 120 per grade level to go to 840. And we're going to add another pathway at the high school that's going to give us additional CTE units, which will increase our revenue. That way, we'll put ourselves in a better position to give additional planning and do some of the other staffing things that we want to do. But it's going to be a year until both of those things will happen. We have to submit the application for CTE approval this fall for next year, and the same thing with the charter modification. So I think we're going to ask to go to 820 next year and then 840 the year after that, just so that we stay within the enrollment variance that you have to stay within. For the last few years, we've not met that standard on the financial framework. In 2018, we did meet it. We've already met it for 2019. So we're going to have to do it in increments. We can still go to 840 next year, but if we stay 820, we're definitely going to make the threshold that we have.
So at the time of the lottery, which is usually around the middle of January, what we have heard, whether a charter modification has been approved?
I don't think that quickly we'll know.
You will?
I don't think that quickly we'll know. But it doesn't have to go through a committee, just requires the secretary to approve it.
But we can take sixth graders and ninth graders, if we do like we have done the last couple of years, up to the 820 level, that's the plan. And that's okay, giving our existing charter.
Yes.
Can you please run through?
No, but no, 805 is as high as we can go right now on our existing charter. To go above 805, we have to modify it.
Right.
But can we, I mean, if we're going to do that, we're going to decide our class size on January 18th.
Right.
And we haven't heard whether they've accepted our modification. Are we going to be out of sync with that process?
No, we'll be fine. Because we can roll kids up until September 30th.
We'll go down that waitlist.
Yeah, just pull them off the waitlist.
And we'll have plenty of sixth graders on the waitlist.
That's right, I forgot that.
Alan, can you, do you have the enrollment by grade?
Yes.
Can you give that to me, please, us?
127 in grade six, 127 in grade seven, 127 in grade eight.
For real?
120 in grade nine. No, 119 in grade nine. 117 in grade 10, 102 in grade 11, and 73 in grade 12.
127. So should I take this to mean that 6th, 7th, and 8th are full?
Yes.
Right, that's why they're all the same.
They're more than full, yeah.
We had started at 125, one to stage 125, but then because of a sibling here and a sibling there.
Right. I thought we were going to drop 6 to 115.
We're working towards that.
Okay.
But when we have a class of 73, we just can't yet.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Wasn't it only 70 last year?
It was 58.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was 38 the year before.
38 the year before.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so is it safe to say that next month at our board meeting we'll have more to report on the modification?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Anything else on that? Questions, comments? Mm-hmm. Susie, recap of the summer workshop.
Recap of summer workshop. You also have a paper that looks like this. Let me see if there's some extras for the visitors down here. If there's any extras.
And
we've never been so popular with visitors.
I don't know. Andrea, do you have more?
And then
Chris,
oh, you didn't get one?
No, thank you.
And there's these two. So the first two pages of that document shows the goals that we came up with at our summer workshop, or objectives, I guess. And then the second two pages are where I break them down by committee. Who's going to work on which committees are going to work on what? So the page three is really the operable page for this conversation. And you all can look over those committees and which goals were assigned to each committee. And if anybody has strong feelings about being on a particular committee, let Jen or I know. I think we have a fairly good idea. But
it's this one, you guys.
Right, not everybody has it, so that's.
Oh,
are
they
somewhere? No, like Steve doesn't have one either.
Yeah.
Are they somewhere?
It looks like this in the front, but it's the third page.
I just gave the extras to the parents.
That's right,
sure. No,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Great for you.
Okay, so some of the goals we came up with at our summer workshop are administrative, and those are listed on page four. And it is the administrative goals that we used to come up with the annual goals for our director. I came up with these goals that we talked about at the summer workshop and applied them to, now looking at this sheet, this packet, colored one. At the last page of that, evaluation form that Dazzle helped create for us with Trisha's input as well suggested that we come up with six goals, if you look on the left side, an academic, or at least six. falling into the following categories: academic, financial, organizational, enrollment, whatever the school board wants. That's a blank one. We're going to have to think about that and vote on that, and leadership. So we took these goals from our workshop and fit them into this chart. And Joe, you'll be happy to see under goal number one, come up with a plan to improve math scores by year end. That's the first one there. Plan to implement MYP by year end are the academic framework goals. Goal number two, financial oversight, institute checks and balances to ensure controls and correct coding. Goal three, meet rather than approach all DOE special education requirements. We had a, what are the three things, the three ratings from DOE?
So meet, so approach, and need to improve.
Okay, so in one special ed category, we were approaching rather than meeting. We want that one pulled up. And in fact, we've hired a special ed coordinator who's already started on that. The enrollment variance, the goal we came up with was full enrollment in the ninth grade for the 2019-20 year and increased retention of students school-wide. And then six, the leadership priorities, cultivate relationships, better the student experience by strengthening the culture of the three R's and create a strategic plan, including a three-year rolling budget forecast. If anybody thinks that I have missed something in these goals, please email me. We need to decide a school board priority. That one is a goal that we want the director to work on that doesn't fit into any of those other nice little neat boxes. So we can look at the other administrative goals and pull one from there. If anybody has any strong feelings about something that's not on this chart that they want worked on, now's the time.
Susie, following up on one of Jen's demands that we do, which is get reports from the committees. The work of this board is not supposed to be done here in 2 hours. It's supposed to be done by the committees and assigned to areas that you've given them. And they should meet once a month, unless there's a reason not to meet once a month, and have a report to the board a couple of days ahead of this meeting. It doesn't do any good to collect things at the end of this table at the time they have the meeting if we have questions about what the athletic report was.
Understood. So
that's an easy one. That's an easy new policy that the board needs to follow instead of just talking about it.
All right, so we could take this home and read it and then email me if you have thoughts on what other goals you would like to put into the executive director performance evaluation.
Susie, I highlight the two that are not accounted for are addressing teacher concerns and diversity in the staff. So both, to me, those are reflecting faculty.
Where do you see that?
It's on the administration.
Oh, on the
page
back page.
Four.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Yep.
So just going through, it's the address teacher concerns, and then the last item, the plan to attain and retain diversity that's reflected of the community in staff. So both of those center around our personnel.
Mm-hmm. There's also one for the student population right above that.
Yeah.
Retain and retain diversity in the student population. In terms of the compensation and planning periods, it was my thought that Eric had already gone a long way to addressing those. Have we addressed
well,
the planning period?
However, being a new director,
it should be ongoing.
Correct.
It's
it should
ongoing.
Be. Yeah, it absolutely should. I mean,
okay.
There should be some expectation of his oversight of faculty, relationships with
culture.
Faculty, culture with faculty. Agreed.
It's
new faculty that might be coming in as a result of potentially growing the size of the school. Like that's, I mean, a day-to-day operation and collaboration with the personnel, whether it's faculty,
so you're suggesting
leadership,
that school board priority should be something having to do with
something
the faculty.
Affiliated with that, correct.
I think that could be tied in nicely with the idea of end-of-the-year surveys for teachers.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a perfect
does that tie into the
interaction with students and interaction with faculty, I think, would be a pretty big, significant one
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
coming into a
Is that different, that's different than cultivate the relationships in the school and the community?
Mm-hmm, I do think so.
Okay.
I think it's more direct.
It is more direct.
So it's more specific, though, is what it is.
More specific is more direct.
Correct.
Okay, I'm not ready to put that on paper yet. I mean, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
I do think that as a board, we need to come up with some ideas, noodle them, converse, you know, we need to toss them around.
Agreed.
So this is by no means a decision tonight, this is just the beginning of the conversation.
Correct, agreed.
And I think, to Joe's point, yes, for most committees, I think it is appropriate to have the reports ahead of time, but for this, this requires our attention and our time and our conversation, so.
Well, I think Joe would have liked to have seen it ahead of time, and I apologize for not being able to get it out ahead of time. I can tell you I've been working on it since July.
Yeah, I mean, it's enormous amount of work, and, you know, it requires a lot of people getting together and meeting, and so, anyway, I think this is a really fantastic start. The bottom line, though, is that we can't wait too long, because we are now currently evaluating. He's already been in the job since July 1st.
The reason that I put the front page on there was a goal-setting meeting in August. But it took me a long time to figure out, I just couldn't get those DOE numbers.
Yeah.
I couldn't get them, so.
So we're trying to fit a circle into a square,
it's the first year with this evaluation tool and.
So the benchmarks, and whomever, this just goes, whether it's Eric or Susie or Jen or whomever, but in terms of the measurements, how we're benchmarked, like, is that established by DOE? Do we have any input to that?
That's the part, the activities measures.
Correct.
Is blank, it needs to be filled in.
So are we establishing that, or are we held to DOE on those numbers?
These are non-DOE goals. These are our individual goals. We have to come up with the measures as well.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking.
This is the part that goes above and beyond the DOE expects.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a question about goal number one, the plan to implement. No, never mind. I got it now. Not full implementation of MIP.
Correct. Come up with
the plan to implement.
Yeah.
I mean, he needs a year to figure out what we've got.
And there's a whole team that's
working on it.
Right.
And we'll find out more when they actually come in October to do a full day with the team, as far as what that implementation timeline looks like and everything like that.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, because this, I got.
No.
Do you want. Like, I can sit here and write out benchmarks
that
and suggest.
Would be great.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, Chris and I could probably do this easily.
Yay.
Okay.
You just joined the committee.
And Eric.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Just beginning, Chris.
Sign up. Okay. So, Susie, what else do you want to accomplish with this today?
What I was hoping was to put it out there so that people other than me had seen it.
Yep.
To put out the portion that Eric and I have come up with together to tie it into our goals that we came up with this summer and to get feedback or solicit feedback from everybody in this room on pieces that are missing or how we can make this better.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Also, on this paper with the committee assignments on the back, review that. And if you are offended by your committee assignment, please let me know.
Well, not everyone's name is on there. I just put
the
proposed chairs on there. I didn't put the members.
Oh, okay. I'm going to send this out to you guys. It's in draft form. This has all the committee assignments on here. If you have a problem with what committee you're on, please let me know. Otherwise,
The other thing is this goal under leadership priorities, the strategic plan. If we need a strategic planning committee, it's not on that form.
We need two new committees, but that's under new business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
We're going to address that because we need to vote on two new committees.
Okay.
So, the committees, is it decided what the committees do? Like, are there some goals that the committees have to meet that are written down with the committees?
Yes. If you look at page 3 of this.
No, are these all the committees? That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Except
other than
for
the two
so probably
the two
a strategic
new.
Planning committee.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
Is there another one?
Well, just the ad hoc culture committee.
Okay.
Yep.
Is recognition? Like, recognition's not on there.
I think we rolled it into executive.
Yeah, okay. Because it's still separate on our agenda.
Yeah. basically, executive does the work of recognition, which is just at the breakfast once a year, we give out the years of service recognitions.
And I think we rolled succession planning on as well.
It's an executive, yeah.
Program.
Yeah, program development. Unfortunately, that's a committee last year that I feel like I might have been the chair.
Well, it's never met. I mean, I can tell you.
Yeah, we never did anything.
So that's why I'm asking, because to Uday's point, it is like to new, you see all these committees, but then on page three, yeah.
Right, so what we have.
So what happened with program development last year was after it was established, we looked closely and a lot of it was administrative roles.
Correct.
That we weren't in a position to do, so we kind of got.
Here, these are, I'm just gonna go through real quick. These are the committees, the standing committees.
Perfect.
Executive, succession planning, nominating, that's one committee. Finance, that's also known as CBOC. Governance, which is policy and legislative. Public relations outreach, which is outreach. Athletics, building and grounds. Preference, that's the committee that manages our special preference process. I'm chairing that committee this year. Then there's an ad hoc school culture committee, which we need to discuss next. And then we are also going to be discussing a strategic planning committee, which would be an ad hoc committee. So rolling right into that. That's good with everyone. Okay.
Perfect.
Ad hoc school culture committee. Susie, can you give a brief update on what or description
of that? Well, actually, I kind of backed into it. I looked at the goals we established at our summer workshop on the bottom of page three and said, who's going to do those?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have an ad hoc school culture committee.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, I think it's a good idea, but at the same time, we have Brian Trout being in charge of this. Actually, we have Heather on there, too.
Well, actually, I'm excited because one of the things I was going to mention this year was the peer mentoring.
Oh, good.
Peer-to-peer, because I just know sixth grade was
great.
Horrific.
Awesome.
I think that there was like a mentor that we could work with. So
good.
I
okay.
That.
So the only thing about this committee is that you guys are gonna, we're kind of have to figure out kind of as we go what this committee is about, you know?
I mean, I honestly looked at it and thought, oh, they may just divide and conquer, like Heather's into the peer mediation, and Marty wanted to do the
parent participation,
you know, other people, they may just want to take a piece of it. I know Uday and Chris
Nutrition.
Were interested in the school meal. And, you know, they may want to just take pieces and run with it.
Yeah.
In which case, maybe we don't do it as a committee.
I think we do it as a committee. We just don't necessarily know exactly right now what it's going to be doing. I think we're going to have to form this. We're going to have to work over the next couple of weeks to kind of come up with some goals, specific goals for this committee. And then we can kind of hand pick some people that we think would match up with those goals.
And if anybody's interested in, you know, something, please let us know.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we need a vote on this just to establish. Let's wrap both of them into one vote. This. Okay. The second new committee that we're going to be establishing is the Strategic Planning Committee. Eric, can you speak to that?
So the Strategic Planning Committee would be basically the board representation to the committee. I mean, anybody can. Those meetings would be public, but they would be the core group of board members that are involved in the town hall meetings and the actual planning meetings. They would be the board liaison to the strategic plan greater committee as well.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to vote on creating these two ad hoc committees, and then we're going to get some volunteers of people who might want to chair these committees. Okay.
So Eric, a question. So which town hall meetings are we talking about?
They haven't been created yet, so what we'll be doing is we'll be going throughout the county. So, you know, we'll hold an information session just to have parents and community members come and speak of what they'd like to see for the future of Sussex Academy. So they're really just meetings just to go in and get feedback from the community. So it's not really a part of the planning committee. for the planning part of the strategic plan, but it's starting to just hear maybe people who aren't going to be able to make those meetings just to have some input of what they would like to see for the future of their school.
So is it also like a town hall for trying to gather more kids from different diversities coming, or is it only meetings for parents of our school?
It would be for parents of our school, but maybe parents that would like to eventually send their kids to our school.
Mm.
Okay. So it's an opportunity to see what is the need in Sussex County, and you know what are people thinking. And I mean, it's very preliminary. It's just to give you know, the opportunity to hear what are some reoccurring things that we're hearing as we're going throughout the county. Why people might say we don't have a high school that's fully prescribed yet. So what would maybe change people's minds of sending their students or the students choosing to come here for high school?
Okay. And you're planning to do those at different places in Sussex, not a
yes.
town hall meeting here where the parents can come one evening and talk to you?
Okay. So we may have one here in the school, but then one in Laurel Seaford area, one in Fenwick Bethany area, maybe one down in Milford.
Okay.
Just, you know, the county's so big and
I mean, I think it's a great idea. We just need to figure out how to increase participation in the
yeah.
meetings, because the biggest problem that you're going to run into is you are planning a meeting, you have a town hall, and there are two parents who show up to every meeting to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and I think that's kind of what would be a thing. But it's a great starting point.
Yeah.
We definitely had a fair when we did the high school the high school expansion. We did a number of town halls, and you definitely have your fair share of people that just come and they, you know, just want to.
Yeah.
But we did have really good numbers at those meetings. So I think that, you know, people are curious and they love to feel like they have some input and a voice. So I think it would be great.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry, just one more time. I'm not clear on what the strategic committee would do.
So the strategic plan committee would help with locating, okay, the initial work to set up the town halls. Be present at the town halls for board representation, but also be the consistent liaisons that attend once we get the strategic planning committee together. They would be those liaisons from the board that would go and report back out to the board and things like that. So they would be the representatives from the board, from that stakeholder group on that strategic planning committee.
Okay.
Do you want to know what the strategic plan is all about?
Yes.
That's what Steve was asking. Not so much about the committee, but about what is this thing we call a strategic plan.
So it's
do you read my mind now?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, a strategic plan is, you know, you're mapping out a forecast of, you know, where you want to go in a certain time period. I'm saying 5 years. So what do we want to accomplish? What are we going to be in 5 years? You know, big. It should be bold, and it should be big ideas. And
give some examples
something
that of
generating excitement. So one of the things could be we want to maybe narrow our focus to be, you know, we're a charter school in Sussex County, but we're a charter school in Delaware. You know, narrowing that identity that really differentiates us from the traditional public schools, and really just defines our purpose for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question is, some of the goals that we didn't quite meet were to come up with a 3-year rolling budget forecast and a staffing plan to work on planning periods for the teachers. And I was anticipating that was part of the strategic plan, but is this like more of an idealistic, bigger vision thing than that?
It is, and
so
I mean,
different.
I think like the board can have their own little plan of what they want me to do as far as management, and that'll be done, but this is more for, you know, let's say, we want to go out and ask for money. Well, people are going to ask, what do you need money for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not. It's to avoid remaining status quo and
mm-hmm.
always
okay.
improving.
So they're different.
Yeah.
A good example, Susie, of things that would come up in the town halls is, when are you going to establish a football program?
Right.
This is a silly thing, but it's that would be a typical one
mm-hmm.
to come up, particularly in the African American community,
mm-hmm.
in my view. And we should be receptive to the idea, but have an idea when we bring it to committees. What's it cost?
Right.
What's the safety factor?
Well, that's the piece for me.
Can we afford it? It's a very expensive high school sport. We have the field, so it's not like we have to build a stadium or a field with lights. We got all that. But it's more philosophical about